Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Reddit Ramblings. This episode we're looking at r/malicious compliance. Enjoy. This one is called, "Well, if you really want me to wait until after roll call. Advance warning. This will involve a bloody nose, so for those squeamish at such things, you might want to give this one a skip." When I was 12, my family moved from the south, where it was regularly something like 100% humidity practically year-round, to the arid southwest, where 10% humidity can feel like a muggy day once you're used to the desert. Needless to say, my sinuses did not appreciate this, and I was regularly cursed with bloody noses once or twice a week. Thankfully, I've long since stopped having them, though. In freshman year of high school, so about age 14, my school required us to take a foreign language class. The only languages they offered were French and Spanish, and I decided on French. I'll call my teacher Mrs. B. No, it's not because I didn't like her, but because B was the first initial of her last name. Despite this story, she actually ended up being one of my all-time favorite teachers, and while I don't remember much French, I genuinely enjoyed her classes. Cue the first day, and I'm heading to French class. I hadn't met any of my teachers until this day, including Mrs. B, so of course, I feel the now familiar sensation of an impending bloody nose. I do my best to pinch my nostrils shut with my fingers, but the bell's about to ring for the start of class. I don't have time to run to the bathroom, and stupidly don't have any tissues on me. So, I drop my bag at an available desk and head up to talk to Mrs. B. "Me, hey, Mrs. B, I'm sorry, but I've got a bloody nose and need to go to the bathroom." "Mrs. B, I'm about to call roll in a couple of minutes, it can wait until I'm all done." "Me, can't I just tell you I'm here, and you mark me down, so I can go?" "Mrs. B, no, no, it's not done that way, I need to do the roll call in order." "Me, are you sure?" "Mrs. B, yes, it's okay, it'll only take a few minutes." Now, if you've ever had a bloody nose, you know how unpleasant a few minutes can be. I go and take my seat, and my friend, who is well aware of the issue, and was not expecting me to stay in the room, gives me a "what? Look." I just shrug, and mumble she told me to wait for roll call. Finally the bell rings, and after a minute or two, Mrs. B calls the class to order, and roll call begins. My last name is near the middle of the alphabet, so I really don't have that long to wait, but Mrs. B speaks English as her third language, with the first being French, and the second one I don't recall. So, there are quite a few names she can't pronounce, and she takes the time with each one to make sure she's getting them right, which I am dreading, because I have an unusual first name. People rarely get it right, even after correcting them multiple times. In addition, she insists everyone to raise their right hand when they answer here. Guess which hand is holding my nose shut? Yeah. Finally, she gets to my name. "Mrs. B, sneaks?" "Me, raises left hand here?" "Mrs. B, no, speak up, and use your right hand." "Me, voice muffled, but by dose Mrs. B, right hand. And am I pronouncing your name correct?" "Me, do, but Mrs. B, come now, sneaks, right hand up, and tell me how to say your name." Me, raises right hand. "Me, tries to say my name." Attention. This is editor Oliver and this next part is really, really gross. If you are sensitive to such things then you might want to skip to the next story. Don't say I didn't warn you. Holding my nose while it's bleeding tends to stop it up with a rather disgusting mixture of mucus and blood. Normally I just have to blow it, then wait for the bleeding to stop. Trying to talk without having something there to catch the cork means it had nowhere to go but down and out, along with the sudden river of blood that I had managed to prevent from trickling down the back of my throat. The shirt I was wearing was pretty much ruined, and the look on her face was so incredibly disgusted and horrified that I couldn't help laughing, which, in retrospect, probably didn't help matters. I asked if I could go to the bathroom now, and she managed to stammer out a yes. I told her I'd stop by the office and call home to get a new shirt brought in. This was in the dark ages before cell phones, and she replied that it was fine. I found out later that it was a misunderstanding, between my muffled speech thanks to holding my nose and trying to not swallow, and her sometimes mishearing English words clearly, she though I was saying that I had a runny nose, not a bloody nose. I took French 2 the next year as well, and we still laughed about it. Though she never did manage to say my name properly. This one is called, "Want me to return a textbook and don't come back? Sure teacher." So basically it happened 2 years ago. I'm bored and remember this story, and now that I've found a place to share it, here you go. I'm on mobile, so bear with me here. So I have this physics class, and I gave my physics teacher a bad impression for talking in her class once. She's strict though, and I understand that. So here's how it went down. I forgot to bring my physics textbook because I mixed it up with my chemistry textbook. So before the class started, I borrowed a textbook from a friend of mine who had a spare textbook. He had written his name on the book, and his name is very visible as he wrote it really big on his textbook. Because I borrowed from him before class started, I was late for my physics class. My bad TBH, so, my teacher obviously scolded me for being late. Her scolding that day was quite bad, since I'm guessing she was in a bad mood and made me stand in class for 5 minutes straight to listen to her rant about me being late. After that she had me take out my textbook. So here's where the malicious compliance started. When I took out my textbook, she saw my friend's name on it. She was furious that I borrowed from someone else. I explained to her that it was his spare, but she was having none of it. She told me, in her words, "Return friend's book and don't come back." So, I did exactly that. I went straight to my friend's physics class. Some of our classes are split, this includes physics class, and returned the book to my friend. Then, I stayed in my friend's physics class for the rest of the physics period. The physics teacher there didn't care since I wasn't disrupting his class and even gave me some work to do while I maliciously complied. My physics teacher tried to complain about me to my form teacher. The teacher in charge of our class, I'd cow to explain this, my form teacher asked me about this and told me that this could be considered truancy, to which I replied, "But if I came back, it would be considered defiance as I would not be following my physics teacher's instructions." Well, in the end, nothing happened to me, and from then on, I always made sure I brought the correct textbook. Okay, you all shouldn't be angry at her though, because she's a strict teacher and I'm actually okay with her and apologized after that incident.